Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I take the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is called The Plan, A Future with Hope. It is part one of a five-part series that we are beginning. And this particular message is based off of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5a. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5a. Let us dive into the Word today. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you, and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be a blessing through you." So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife, Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all his wealth, his livestock, and all the people he had taken into his household at Haran, and headed for the land of Canaan. Amen. Now, I know that this message today is going to be challenging for some. It's going to be hard for some to swallow. It's going to be hard for some to hear. And for others, you may find yourself in line with the message. But I pray it challenges all of you. We are all familiar with the story of Abraham, the forefather of the Jewish faith. A man of profound faith who obeyed God even to the brink of sacrificing his son Isaac. In today's scripture, we come to such a familiar story. We come to a story that we've heard since we were children growing up. We hear it regularly in church. The story of Abraham, the father of faith. But before we get a little deeper into it, I want you to put it into perspective. I want you to imagine yourself in Abram's shoes. And let's not forget that Abram was Abraham's actual name. He was renamed Abraham later. But I want you to imagine yourself in Abram's shoes. Now, I currently live in America, and I'm assuming most of our listeners, you out there listening, are probably from America as well, but maybe you're not. And so wherever you're from, imagine you suddenly hear the voice of God or get the gut feeling that God wants you to get up and to move. Not to Canada, not to Mexico, not to France or Europe, France or Spain if you're from Europe. Not any place you're familiar with. But God wants you to move to the country of Azerbaijan. Now let me ask you this. How many of you have heard of the country Azerbaijan? How many of you would get up right now, collect all your things, your family, your belongings, and uproot yourself so that you could move to Azerbaijan? If not, why? Remember, you believe that God has chosen you to do this. God has called you to do this. Remember that God has promised you that it is a land flowing with milk and honey, that Azerbaijan is a really, really sweet deal. And remember that God said that God will bless you with countless descendants. So, who's ready to go? It does not take us long to realize how preposterous of an idea it is to completely uproot and leave home on an inclination, on a whim, upon hearing voices, inner, outer, or otherwise. Yet Abram does just that. He steps out in search of a future with hope on a whim, on a gut feeling, on hearing the voice of God, a God he never even knew prior to that moment. Now let's pause there, because I bet we are still thinking that Abraham is the founder of the Jews, right? The father of the Jews. If that is your thought, I want to remind you of a small, a subtle, but significant detail. Abram was from Ur originally, and by the time of this scripture, he was living in Haran. But Ur and Haran and those countries, they were from an area known as Chaldea. Abram was a Chaldean. And the Chaldeans were the forerunners of the Babylonians. Abram was from the area of what is now known as Babylon. And actually, in today's day, it's the area we know as Iraq. Abram was from Babylon, and he uproots and, get this, migrates. He migrates to a land called Canaan. That's right. Abraham, the father of our and the Jewish faith, was an undocumented immigrant. Trust me when I say this. Canaan was a land of laws. It always strikes me funny when I hear people say, but America is a land of laws. All countries are, right? I mean, have any of you gone to a country that was lawless? I mean, sometimes countries can look lawless if catastrophes and chaos and anarchy are running amok in any given moment. But all countries are countries of laws, right? Canaan was no less. Canaan was a land of laws, as was Egypt and the other countries Abram and his family traveled through. And to make matters worse, not only was he traveling through those countries, because that in and of itself isn't necessarily bad. People travel through countries all the time. Not only did he travel through countries, but he lied to the kings and the officials about his and his wife's identity. Remember, he pawned his wife off to the king, tried to get her to marry the king, or to at least sleep with the king, and he said that he was her brother. So, to put this in perspective, not only was Abram visiting these countries uninvited, but he also committed identity fraud in today's terms. Think about it. Yet, Abram became an undocumented immigrant the prodding of God. God called Abram to a land that was not his own, a land that he had no business being in. And faithfully, as we know, Abram follows. Put another way, the hopeful future was only to be realized through Abraham's willingness to become an undocumented immigrant. You see, we get caught up on our laws and our regulations and our politics, our political stances. We get caught up in all of these things. And we forget what the Bible actually has to say on them. We put our politics, in other words, above Scripture. We put our national identity above our divine identity. Let us not forget that the hopeful future that God promised was only to be realized through Abraham's willingness to become an undocumented immigrant. And it is through this undocumented immigrant chain migrating with his extended family, and trust me, extended families back then were no joke, they were huge. Chain migrating with his extended family, it was through this undocumented immigrant that God would bless all the nations. In Abram's story, we see God's ultimate plan. Not to create a new race or ethnicity or religion, but to bring together all ethnicities into one family, one identity, one people, God's people. And trust me, my friends, this whole series is going to be exploring God's ultimate plan of building the kingdom of heaven and what the kingdom of heaven is all about. All of these divisions, all of these walls that we build up, all of these things that we do to keep ourselves feeling superior and keep others at arm's length, all of these things that we do will be torn down on that day that the kingdom of heaven is fully established. It is that ultimate plan that God tells Abraham lies ahead of him. It is that ultimate plan that God promises to Abraham as a future with hope. It is that future through Jesus Christ that we are called to not only hope in, but to begin working for. Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise to bless the nations through Abraham. And we, my friends, are called to be a part of the plan. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, holy God, you are challenging us today. Many of us have our biases and have our agendas and our political views. We all do, actually. And Lord, you are the God that comes in and tears down those walls. Lord, you've called us to be a people who are working toward your ultimate plan of extending your love into the world and building your kingdom as opposed to ours. And that kingdom, Lord, the doors will never be shut and all will be welcomed in, yet sin and death will never enter in. Evil will never enter in. Discrimination will never enter in. Labels will never enter in. Isolation will never enter in. Racism will never enter in. We will all be your people, and you will be our God. Lord, bring us along so that we may be working toward the plan as opposed to against it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And so I want to thank you for tuning in. Again, I know that this message is challenging, and some of you may be angry at hearing it. It's not my intent to anger you, obviously. It's never my intent to anger. But it is my intent to challenge. I am called to challenge you, because we all need to be challenged when it comes to what God is calling us to do. And so I thank you again for tuning in. And I look forward to you joining us again next time for the second part of this series, The Plan. And so I do want to bring your attention to our website. It is lifegivingwatermsg.org, lifegivingwatermsg.org. And there you can subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. And you can also subscribe to it through iTunes, through Google Play Music, and through Spotify. So I hope that you will do that. Also, I have a devotion series that I put out twice a week on Wednesdays and Fridays called Life-Giving Water. That's actually the very first ministry in the Life-Giving Water Ministries, in the Life-Giving Water Ministries. And so that can be found at Life-Giving Water Devo, D as in dog, E as in elephant, V as in victory, O as in orange, lifegivingwaterdevo.org. Please feel free to go there and to sign up. It is completely free. All of these things are free so that the Word of God and the challenging message of God's call in our lives, whatever that may be for you and what it is for me, so that that may get out to all people and that you may be inspired, encouraged, and challenged. And I would also like to draw your attention to partyonjohn.org, which is the podcast that Reverend Sal Sermarco and myself started up. He's coming from a Calvinist perspective. I'm coming from a Wesleyan perspective as a United Methodist, and he's a Presbyterian. So we talk about different issues coming from those two perspectives. It's enlightening. It's engaging. It's funny because we put two of us together, and you never know what's going to happen. So anyway, go there and subscribe. And that is also on iTunes and Google Play Music. With that said, my friends, God bless you, and be a blessing to others. Go in peace.